Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we'd like to do so with you. No guests today, just you and I and your phone call. So it's the unofficial start to summer. What is it, about 40 degrees out there? It's pretty cold. I've got my flannel shirt on, my long sleeve flannel shirt on here this morning. I'll tell you, it's nippy out there. A big old full moon up there, and I'm telling you that the fishing ought to be good, but I would certainly stay off the big water. It's supposed to be 15 to 25 today. Winds, that is, out of the north or northwest, I can't remember. It's going to be windy, so just be careful out there. Anytime you get in a boat, always be aware of the weather conditions, and always wear your flotation device. Exactly. So, yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend, and of course we want to remember those who served this country and gave their lives to protect our freedoms, a message that seems lost a lot of times in our society. It's not just cookouts and fun and good times. It's a lot of sacrifice of a lot of good, dedicated people that allowed us to continue to live free in this country. So, anyway, we're kind of fried. Senses are numb. Brain is fuzzy. Been working on the Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine very, very diligently for the last couple of weeks, and just putting a lot of time into putting it together, getting it together. It's going to be huge this year. When I say that, I mean it's almost double the size we were last year. Tremendous amount of folks that advertise with us, creating all those new advertisements. That's our creative director, Donna Fisher's just been working till her eyes are blurry every day on that, and trying to get the layout done, the stories done, working on researching some of the stories and getting those all finally together, talking to writers and getting their stuff in, the photos and all that type of thing. So we're almost there. We're almost at the printers, and we'll finish it up this coming week and get it to the printers and get it back out on the street. So, hey, a little shout out to our buddy Jordan. Dropped off donuts last week, and I forgot to mention him. That was for my birthday. Jordan sent me a nice note. Jordan, thank you very much. Well, actually, dropped that note off, and I want to thank him for all that. And Jordan, you might remember, called a while back and had a squirrel in his house, and we helped him out with that. He reminds us of an old episode of Leave It to Beaver, where Beaver was invited to a party. It was all girls, and Beaver was able to escape and meet with the dad. And the dad sat down and showed Beaver the gun collection and allowed him to hold the guns and everything else. Beaver was probably 7 years old, Jerry Mathers. And, yeah, those days are hopefully still with us. So, hey, 410-922-6680. That's your signal to give us a call here. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's 410-922-6680. A couple of weeks ago was the World Championship Taxidermy Competition. It was in Springfield, Missouri. One of our local taxidermists, a friend of mine, a fellow by the name of Ron Hall, Hall's Taxidermy, in I think he's Edgewater. I think that's where it is, down in Arundel County. Really nice guy. Ronnie started on his own here about 2-3 years ago, and has about 25 years experience or so, something like that. Probably mounted 2,500, 3,000 deer over the years. He said I wanted to go, and he said I didn't really do anything different for the show. He said I just took some deer, took three deer, and There are a couple divisions out there. There's one called the Masters Division, which are these guys that compete for the high-end stuff. These are the, you know, the spectacular mounts that you see. And then there's the Professional Division, which is professional taxidermy. And then, you know, these fellas compete. And this is the world's now. This is everybody in the world. that competes. And Ronnie said, I just wanted to go and have a couple of my pieces critiqued by former world master champions. And, you know, they judge each other on, oh, just a lot of things on the appearance of the all the animals, everything. I mean, African game, exotic stuff, you know, anything, reptiles, birds. But Ronnie specializes in shoulder mounts for white-tailed deer. So he took three deer. He said they weren't, you know, anything that he had, you know, specifically worked very, very, that he does differently for the customers. And of his three deer that he entered, one he said I had a little critique on it. He said that the paint around the eyes wasn't perfect with his airbrush. It wasn't perfect. He said it missed a ribbon by 2 points, which is okay. The other two, however, both won first prize ribbons, which is quite an honor out of, I don't know, not many shoulder mounts that were entered. But he won two world championships. And we want to just give a shout-out to Ronnie Hall at Hall's Taxidermy and tell him congratulations on those fine white-tailed deer. He said, I couldn't believe it. You know, he said it just, he was tickled, but he just, you know, was absolutely amazed that his work was better than he thought it was and was judged by his peers. And he won two world ribbons, or first place blue ribbons. I thought that was pretty cool. So I just thought I'd mention it because it's interesting. We've got some good taxidermists here in Maryland, no question about it. If you need to get a duck mounted, I know where to go. If you need to get a deer mounted, I know where to go. I know who does good turkeys. I have folks that I work with, have worked with over the years. I've got 29 bird mounts, mostly ducks. One fish mount, only one. It was a largemouth that I got in Florida and left the fish in Florida. Had the taxidermist. I'd seen the guy's work, and I said, look, this fish came out of the St. John's River. These fish traditionally have real dark backs on them. They're really, you know, almost a black-looking largemouth bass. It was 8 pounds, 4 ounces, my biggest fish. Cut two that day. Released them all. 6-pounder as well. But three of the biggest bass I ever caught in my life and right in a row. Broke a big one off. But that was years ago. And I said to the guy, I want you to make this look like a St. John's River bass. I said, I don't want the, you know, the big clown stripes on the side and all that. This bass was in dark water, and that's the way I wanted to look. He did a perfect job. I can't even remember the guy's name, to be honest with you, down in Florida, Orlando somewhere. One fish. I have three deer heads. I have a sika deer that, a 6-point. I wasn't even going to get that thing mounted because, you know, coming from Pennsylvania and you look at that little sika deer and you go 6-point and you go, you better get it mounted. All right. So I saved the cape and eventually got it mounted and turned out really nice. That was from a fella in Queen Anne's County. And I have a deer head, 8-point buck that I killed in Cecil County that was a result of this radio show. And I still hunt on that same farm. I still hunt 150, 200 yards from where I shot that deer on the same farm. That fellow was also from Anne Arundel County, but he's since moved out of state. He did a very nice job on it. And then my 10-point was mounted by Don Travis in Chestertown. So I've had a lot of mounts done. So I've got my eiders, my pair of eiders, my Drake and Hen eider over at in Essex at a taxidermist over there. Guy does a lot of waterfowl on his own and does a lot of subcontracting for waterfowl for other taxidermists. Excuse me, but I've had plenty of ducks done at Travis Taxidermy and a fellow by the name of Earl Fox mounted a bunch of them. I don't know if Earl's, one time Earl was a champion. Don't know if he's still even in it. I know he's still around, but I don't know if he's even in the taxidermy business. But so, anyway, I just like ducks. That's all. I like all the different species. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. I know it's Memorial Day, and I know it's nasty out there and cold, and everybody's got the covers pulled over their heads. But I wouldn't mind hearing from some of our listeners and talking to you about whatever your questions might be or whatever your comments might be. That's what the show's all about, to make it interesting for everybody. And all of you can share your words and knowledge and questions and make it great for the rest of the listeners. So. There we go. There's a call. So 410-922-6680, WCBM 680 is our phone number. 800-922-6680, toll-free outside the local dialing area. And we'll go from there. Hey, look there. He wants to talk about the St. John's River, Captain Seaweed. Good morning, Captain. How are you?
How you doing this morning there, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I heard you mention St. John's River, and I used to do a lot of pulling a lot of crabs out of the St. John's River.
Yep.
And yep, absolutely. And in the early 70s, a long time ago, that was one of the best eel rivers that you could possibly get.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. They used to bring a tremendous amount of eels out. Put them in the tankers and wherever they took them, I don't know.
Egypt was where the trade was back in the early 80s. I just wrote about it the other day. I wrote an article on bait for the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, did a lot of research. And
so that's where they used to go then, to go to Egypt.
Yep.
Well, I've seen them fill up, I mean, tractor trailer tankers.
Yep.
Full of eel.
Yep.
Absolutely full of eel.
Yep.
And the bass fishing, you can't beat the bass fishing that comes out of that particular area.
Nope, you're right about that.
I've been lucky enough to see some of the tremendous fish that come out of there, the beautiful fish that come out of there when they had their big tournament that they have. I think it's once a year.
Yeah.
St. John's River. I used to get my crabs out of there. And, of course, I had a crab house at that time down in Miami.
Right.
So my trip was to go to St. John's, pick up my crabs, and go back down. And from time to time, I would get some conch out of there, too.
Yeah.
What a river. What a East Palatka, West Palatka, that whole area.
Yep, exactly right. I can't remember the little town we fished out of, but it was the guys worked hard, and we caught some nice fish. And really, you know, it was an experience you'll never forget. There's all everything in that river. Everything.
Absolutely. And the guys used to go out in little boats, little small 16-footers and throw tarps over top of the bushel crabs. And they used to come in with them that way.
Yeah. Yep, exactly right.
Absolutely. Sometimes they have some ice in there for their beer, not for the crabs.
Not for the crabs. No, of course not. Why would you do that?
Oh, my God. So. That was a fantastic time I had down there.
Well, I'm glad I brought some memories back to you, buddy. That's good.
I love you. I love your show. I really do. I'm sitting on the side of the road here listening to it. That's what I do.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Okay.
Hey, you'll enjoy one of the articles coming up in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Judy Brunk, I don't know if that name rings a bell with you, but Judy and her husband are crabbers from Northern Virginia. And
no, I don't know that name offhand.
Judy wrote a little book called Catch Me If You Can.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and it's about a soft crab, or about a crab, and they are actually soft crabbers. So.
Well, now I'm glad you mentioned that to me. Did she leave an address in that book and a phone number?
Oh yeah. Well, we'll get it to you if you want it. So.
Absolutely, I want it because that's my business, soft crabs. Incidentally, you know how much Chesapeake? Well, not even Chesapeake Bay, but Virginia females are going for today.
How much?
$125 a bushel.
Oh well, you can't find them. I mean,
they're all shedded out.
Huh?
They're all shedding out.
Oh, your first shed's coming this right on. Oh, it's a full moon. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well, that's why the full moon's out. Give them a little rest.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, take care, sir.
All right, man. Thanks, Cap.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a little break, then we'll get right back to Butch there in Joppatown. He wants to tell a crab joke. So, where'd he go? Still there? What happened? I didn't hang up on Captain Seaweed, did I? Okay. It's my first day. I know I'm just an amateur. I'm tired. That's the problem. So, anyway, Butch, hang in there. We'll talk to you shortly here. It's time to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes, like the Grand Boat Motor and Trailer Rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, like Clyde Sports Shop, or Fish Bones, and check your fishing rule book, or you can check your fishing rule book, or visit the website, www.dnr.maryland.gov, for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that website is www.dnr.maryland.gov, or check your fishing rule book. Question is, are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's a
sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right. Let's talk to Butch in Joppatown. Good morning, Butch. Thanks for holding on. How you doing?
I got a crab joke for you.
Is it clean?
Oh, very clean.
All right, go ahead.
Why don't crabs give to charity?
Why don't crabs give to charity?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because they're shellfish. Can I ask you a question?
I like that, huh?
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Are you a born-again Christian?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Bye.
Bye. Okay. That's it. Bye. He said, hey, bye. Okay. Butch. All right. Thanks, Butch. Maybe we'll put that little joke as filler in the crab. I have a crab joke that Donna won't let me publish. It's my favorite crab joke. I'm itching to tell it, but I'm not gonna. And it's clean. It's just, you know. Hey, our buddy John B. wrote to us and said, great weekend, proud day. In about 12 hours, I get to walk my daughter down the aisle to a wonderful man that her entire family loves. And happy to welcome aboard as the as their son-in-law. So he's listening. And John B., best to your family from the Outdoorsman radio show family here, and from Brian and from myself. And we just, I was trying to think of something cute to say. You know, don't think about me when you're walking your daughter down the aisle, John. I mean, that would be just wrong. So, but congratulations to your daughter, and I'm sure she'll do just great, and I know you will too. Good. If she's anything like her dad, she'll be a good wife, and I'm sure her taste is very good in picking her husband. So. Good for you. Marty Gary called me the other day and asked if I wanted to go tag Diamond Jim striped bass and put some tags in them for the Diamond Jim competition. I couldn't go. I'm just overwhelmed. But he was going to be our guest today and called me yesterday and said we weren't able to tag on Thursday because of small craft advisories. And if they were small craft advisories on Thursday, I'm sure they're out there today. I haven't checked, but I bet there is. And so Diamond Jim will be tagged next week and ready to go June 1, actually next week, whenever that is, they'll kick that off. But I just thought I'd let you know ahead of time that Diamond Jim is part of the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and he'll be back this year. And we'll be promoting that a little bit. I think he's going to be worth initially in June $10,000, but we'll get all the details here shortly on that. So, and I think Marty's going to join us next week on the air. So that'll be good. That'll be good. I'm sure he's somewhere having a good time trying to get the barbecue lit in this wind. So... it is true. Be careful if you're barbecuing today with, with sparks and all that type of thing, and just watch everything. It's not that it's that dry or you're going to create any problems, but it's just a little tough to barbecue in the wind. That's for sure. So, yeah. Maybe some good bluefish, like we talked about last week. Good bluefish on the grill. Oh boy, marinate them a little bit in Italian seasoning, you know, Italian salad dressing, or marinate them a little bit in a little teriyaki, or make a little glaze, teriyaki and pineapple glaze. I'm getting hungry. Boy, you know what I had for breakfast the other day? And folks, again, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is your number to call. You know what I had for breakfast the other day? I took a goose breast and seasoned it before I froze it and put it in a vac pack, put it in a food saver bag, and vacuum sealed it. I don't remember if it was an early goose from last September or if it was from January. I can't remember. But anyway, put it in a crock pot, seasoned. And the seasoning sticks. I mean, you know, it's good stuff. It's got it's a fair amount of salt in it, but it's good seasoning. It's actually a venison seasoning. And I patted it down with that, and I put it in a freezer bag and threw it in the freezer. Of course, it's been in there for months. And got it out and didn't even thaw it. Just dumped it in the crock pot with some chicken broth and chicken gravy, which is a recipe my buddy Dale from Easton, who calls here from time to time, gave me. And, I mean, it's very simple. You want to cook a goose breast, just put it in a crock pot with a can of chicken stock or, you know, broth and a can of jar of gravy. Throw it in there. Let it go. Man, it gets so good. Well, with that seasoning on the outside, what I do then is take it out of the crock pot after, I don't know, 6-8 hours, it doesn't matter. Take it out and just put it on a plate and cover it and put it in the, let it cool down, put it in the refrigerator. And when it gets cold, you can slice it, eat it on a cracker with some, you know, spicy mustard or something like that. Or what I did the other day, I sliced it little thin slices and chopped it up a little bit. Took some onions, butter, put some butter in the frying pan, threw some onions in there, chopped up that goose breast and threw it in there and sauteed all that together with some butter and onions and made a goose and onion omelet. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk to Kenny in Hamden. Good morning, Kenny. How you doing?
What's up, bud?
Just sitting here thinking about having a goose breast omelet again for breakfast this morning.
You sound like the king of the crock pots like me.
I love that crock pot, man.
Oh, you ain't telling. You ought to see the chili I'm making that
time. I bet. Yeah, you ought to try my baked beans.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, man. So.
Yeah, what time do you want me to come
early? Yeah. Yeah, you bring the chili, I'll bring the beans.
if it's too windy to start the grill, I'll just bring the crock pot over.
There you go. I like that. Yeah.
I was listening the other morning, and I was laughing. I don't know what state it was, but they said there was a home invasion, and they put the guy in his gun vault. He came half late.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, they put him in the closet. That was a kid. It was like a young kid, and he came out blazing. And, they got him.
Pretty funny.
Yep. So.
The three stupidest people in America, right?
Pretty much.
Man, I want to say my hearts and prayers go out to everybody in Oklahoma. And I want to say for Memorial Day, my hearts and prayers go out to all our soldiers serving and all the soldiers who have served and defended our country.
That's exactly right, brother. Exactly right. Good words. Thank you, Kenny.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too, buddy. Thanks. See ya. King of the crock pot. I love that. Dexter in Baltimore. Good morning, Dexter.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, so I was just wondering about Sandy Hook, and I'm wondering why this thing has gone completely dark. You know, I'm like a little bit skeptical about the story that we've been told about it, and now, you know, things are getting weird with a majority of subjects with the government. And I'm looking at Sandy Hook, and I'm thinking, like, why is it that they're going to suddenly collapse the entire place? Why are they going to destroy the evidence? And what's the deal with that?
Are you talking about Sandy Hook, New Jersey? I think Tropical Storm Sandy took care of that, didn't she?
No. I'm talking about Sandy Hook, the shooting.
Oh.
In Connecticut.
Why are they tearing the school down? Is that your question?
Yeah. What I'm talking about is that, like, there's for example, I mean,
yeah. So you think that they would just want to leave that blood covered building there as a memorial to these people, or what are you thinking?
Well, I mean,
why would you? If I lived in Sandy Hook, and all those kids died in that building, and those teachers died in that building, I'd take a serious look at that myself, and I'd say, you know, that's a bad memory. We'd like to move on. Let's rebuild.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying is, like, when you deal with things in the legal way, as far as the crime scene goes, like, yeah.
Wasn't that in, when was that? That was in December, wasn't it? That was in December. Don't you think they've had enough time to gather any evidence in the last 6 months that they would?
And
the shooter's dead, so what's the point?
We haven't really been told much about it. I mean, that's
oh, no. I haven't heard a single thing about Sandy Hook in the last 6 months.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, you know, it's all been, for example, I mean, this guy, Adam Lanza, mean, he, you know, at first he was on medication.
Yeah, Dextry was a psycho, and they tried to heal him with psychotropic drugs, and they didn't put him away. His mother said, "I can take care of him," so she allowed him to stay in the basement, play violent video games for his entire life, while she had a big gun collection in the house. No sense in that, is there?
Right, but just recently came out that he wasn't on any of those drugs.
Oh. Yeah, he wasn't.
So it's like, oh, he was on the drugs, then he wasn't on the drugs. I see a lot of discrepancy there. And,
yeah.
And let me wait.
Let me ask you, Dextry. You know this, how? How did it come out that he wasn't on those drugs?
I just heard this recently.
You heard it. Okay.
Well, let me say one thing. And this is something important in this entire investigation is that. You know, when this all happened, that there were people that were tackled in the woods, like outside of the place, right?
Uh-huh.
Outside of the school.
Yeah.
And we were never really told a real story about what happened there.
We were also told that he arrested his brother on the scene, who was in New Jersey.
Right, and that didn't make any sense either, right?
No, that's right. And we get a lot of first reports that turn out to be wrong on all these major stories because things are happening so fast, and these reporters like to be the first one on the air and get their face and get their report on the air, and then they just spew whatever they hear, and none of it's confirmed at first, and once it finally settles down and they start getting to the facts, it turns out to be a totally different story. Look at the Boston Marathon bombing.
Right. But
you know, I mean, there were all kinds of things came out on that, too. Anytime there's
Let me say one thing, though.
Oh, you're not going to let me say anything. Okay, that's fine.
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm not looking to interrupt or anything.
No, of course not.
I'm sorry. But one thing that really bothers me about the Sandy Hook thing is that there was guys that were tackled in the woods.
You said that.
When it was happening. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
And we were never really given, like, a solid story about that.
Yeah, but you're the guy that called right after that happened and was talking about actors and all that type of thing that you saw on the Internet and, you know, all this conspiracy theory stuff. So, honestly, when you call...
you're saying that I called before. I haven't called before.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I really haven't. I mean,
okay.
Well,
do you think that maybe your phone lines are tapped?
What's that?
Do you think maybe your phone lines are tapped?
I don't know.
Do you think the government is looking in on you because you're investigating all these stories on your own?
I didn't say anything like that. I mean, I was just talking about Sandy Hook. I mean,
okay.
I didn't say anything about my friends being tough.
I'm just asking. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I didn't say anything about that. I was just wanting to bring a subject up.
Okay. Well, okay. It doesn't have much to do with fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, but that's okay. We allowed you to talk now for 6 minutes. What? Why are you laughing? It doesn't. Yeah, that is a little sinister laugh, isn't it there, Brian?
Oh, I'm a bad guy.
Are you?
Am I?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Well, I mean, I don't think I would have called in about this if I was a bad guy. I mean, I'm trying to bring some truth into the public.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dexter. We've allowed you to bring truth for usually double the amount of time that most callers get here on the air.
All right. So. Well, bottom line is that we've been learning about Sandy Hook and lots of other things, so that's all I want to say.
Well, okay. Now, look, you weren't one of the guys that was tackled in the woods, were you?
I don't know what that means.
All right. You have a good day, buddy. Have a nice Memorial Day. Remember our troops. Bye-bye. Yeah, I think probably should take a break. Brian, do you have that jammer on the lines so they can't overhear our conversation? Hey, folks, if you enjoy gardening, I always like to recommend my buddy Jim Schillinger's place, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. And I hope you've been there already. That's a little rough today, but you know what? Make your day. Head down there. Check out the greenhouses that are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets too, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. And now would be a great day to go down and check out all the vegetable plants to get ready to plant in your garden. It's about time. Tasty tomatoes and lots of varieties, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and even herbs. Check all that out at Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections, or you can call them at 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or church. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Man, I can't wait for some of those tomatoes. They grow them right there. Watermelon, good corn on the cob. Fit Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Hey, why not stop by my buddy's Clyde Sports Shop? Say hi to Clyde and Bill this weekend. I'm sure they're both in there. And they'll be selling a lot of live bait for those fishermen that are going bait fishing. And, you know, hopefully you'll be lucky enough to get to go one day this weekend. Sorry. A little yawn there in the middle of this commercial. That's always good for the sponsors, right? Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not stop by and see what they have in the gun case, too? You know, the governor signed the gun bill the other day, so you have till October to hurry up and get something purchased if you want. At Clyde's, they have all the firearms that you need for home protection, for hunting, everything you need for fishing as far as bait and tackle and, you know, rockfish stuff and trout gear and panfish stuff, bass fishing gear, you name it. Clyde's has it. I told you where they are in Hammonds Ferry Road, 2307. Or you can give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Hit the website, too, clydesports.com, or call the fishing hotline for an up-to-date fishing report. That's 247-3474-247-FISH for the fishing report. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay.
Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your baby.
All right. Oh, that's cool. Our buddy Richard just sent us a picture of a black snake that is just chilling out on the road. He's all contorted. Looks like a, I don't know. He's got all kinds of bends on his, I mean, all the way up and down his body. Man, I'll tell you what, Rich, that's cool. They shoot him off the road. He was just soaking up the road heat and wasn't moving, but that's pretty wild. Love that. Huh. Cool. All right. Hey, there, look who's on the line. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Good, Crabber Ron. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm not going to be Crabber Ron anymore. I'm selling my boat today.
You are?
Yeah, I tell you. When I winterized that thing last year.
Yeah.
Everything worked.
Yeah.
I was out there 4 o'clock this morning. The steering's frozen up. the stern light don't work. And the depth finder won't work.
Man.
And I got a guy coming over here about 10:30 to look at it.
Yeah.
So.
Does he know all that stuff?
No, I just found out last night.
Oh, man.
I just brought it up the yard.
Yeah. Huh.
Hey, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear anything about a scarcity of crabs?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I got a friend up in Woodsboro, and he's got a bar and sells crabs. And
he said
he could have sold 30 or 40 bushel.
Oh, no question.
This weekend. He said all he could get was eight bushel.
Yep. Yep. I've talked to, well, that's, you know, I do the crab magazine, so I talk to all these guys all the time. And it's been scarce all year. The weather in the Gulf was horrible this year. There's a scarcity of crabs there. But I talked to a local fellow on Liberty Road the other day, a buddy of mine, and I said, how you doing? He goes, trying to find crabs for the weekend. He said, I've been on the phone all day, and I'll be on the phone the rest of the day.
That wouldn't be Salerno's, would it?
No.
Okay.
No. Other end of Liberty Road. But anyway, yeah, they the water's been so cold. It's been so terrible on the bay. Now, if you know, of course, you're in the middle of a shed right now, but it's been tough. It's been tough to find crabs. You know, we had a report out that the amount of female crabs was up by 50%, but the amount of juveniles was way down.
Huh.
So, all kinds of issues facing our crabs this year. So,
well, I'll tell you,
it is cyclical, but we've got some environmental factors, and I don't mean pollution and that type of thing. I mean, there's probably a little of that, but we've got some The DNR themselves looked at the invasion of the puppy drum last year. We had millions of puppy drum in this bay last year. Well, I'm talking about little red drum.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they pointed to that influx of those amazing numbers of red drum last year that hurt the crab population.
Mm.
So, you know.
Well, I just got to the point where it's costing me too much to go down here, and I don't need a bushel of crabs anymore. Just me and my wife, so
yeah.
It's cheaper just to go down and buy some at the
local store, local shop. Yep, I know it. Yep.
So, the next thing is I got to see if the motor's going to start.
Sounds like you got some issues there you got to deal with before you go. So
yeah, before 10:30.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, get her working, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
good
Rob. Thanks for checking in.
Safe. Right,
bye bye. Stay safe. See ya. Let's see. Who's this? Roy in White Marsh. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I wish you and all the people a happy Memorial Day or great Memorial Day and all our armed force people.
That's right. That's what I love about this station and our listeners here, Roy. They understand. They understand why we have Memorial Day, what it's all about. And I'm sure most of our audience, if they haven't, well, they're going to, take a moment now to remember all those troops that have served bravely and are still serving in places scattered throughout the world, and remember those people who have given their lives so that we may live to go barbecue today.
Yeah, I do too, but, today I really wonder.
People don't know.
Yep.
People just are so in touch with themselves.
That's right.
That there's nothing else out there in the world but them and their existence.
It's so sad.
It really is.
To get back to what
I was
talking about, a couple weeks ago I told you about my daughter getting these rockfish, and you told me about, if I heard you right, I think I did,
to
slather them with
Dijonnaise.
Dijon mustard.
Yep.
When you bake them.
Dijon mustard and mayonnaise, yep.
Burl.
Yep.
Okay, I got something for you to try.
Did you try it yet?
Oh, no, I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, yeah. Dijon mustard mayonnaise. It's called Dijonnaise. Okay. You can't buy it anymore.
Oh, you got to mix it with mayonnaise?
Yeah, mix it with mayonnaise.
What, half and half or what?
Yeah, to taste, But mm-hmm. half and half should work, yeah.
Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I got something maybe you would like to try.
Okay.
Okay. I call it soda barbecue.
Okay.
You take a baking dish. I use a 9x13.
Okay.
Spray it with the Pam or whatever to use a little bit. Put your meat in. Place your meat in the bottom. Don't overlay it. Just one thing.
One layer.
Mix
up
a cup of ketchup, a cup of soda, your favorite soda, as long as it's a diet, a regular soda.
Yeah, okay.
Sprite or Pepsi myself.
Yep, okay.
Okay? And you mix that up. You pour it over it.
Mm-hmm.
Take a quarter of a cup of brown sugar. I use a dark.
Yep.
Pack tight and flick it over the top of this, the juice, the mixture.
Right.
Okay. Cover it with foil or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Put it in the oven and bake it at 350. If it's chicken or pork, you want to take an hour. If it's beef, you want to do 50 minutes. Last night, I actually done the St. Louis ribs in it, and it was really good. But anyway, I thought maybe you might be able to try deer meat in that.
No, I'm going to try that. Absolutely, I'm going to try that.
But the juice that comes out is really tasty. Like if you want to put it over something like rice or stuff like that, it's really tasty.
I have a sauce that I use that I created, and I'll take all the credit in the world for it because it is absolutely beautiful. You take a saute pan.
Okay.
You put V8 juice.
Just V8?
Regular V8 juice. Yeah, the tomato V8 juice in there.
Write this down so I don't screw it up.
All right. Well, I don't have any measurements, okay? So it's all to taste.
Okay.
You take a fair amount of teriyaki sauce.
Okay.
And just dump it in there. And now the red V8 turns a little bit brown.
Right.
Okay. All right. Then you add, again, your brown sugar.
Okay.
Into that. And stir that all up.
Now you're heating this all the while, right?
You don't have to, but yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. You can heat it all the while. You put your meat in there, and I use venison, but you can use chicken or anything in there. You put that in there, and you just cover it, and you just let it go on medium heat, low to medium heat,
mm-hmm.
and that sauce will start to boil and bubble, and that's why you cover it, because you don't want to reduce it right away. You want to make sure the meat gets done.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same basic principle is your baking dish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But at the end, what happens is when you take that, you take your cover off, and now you got to stand there and watch it. You take that cover off and you reduce that down. That V8, that teriyaki, and that brown sugar makes a glaze.
Okay.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Sounds good.
Good stuff. So, yeah, I've tried it with chicken. I've tried it with beef. I've tried it with venison, and, you know, it just works out spectacularly.
Yeah. The reason I like it in the oven.
And it's a little bit brown, a little bit, you know, you got to make sure it reduces all the way down. And
I got you.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Real sticky and.
Yeah, it's nice and sticky.
I got you. Yeah, the reason why I do it in the oven, I'm a caregiver, and now I can put that in there.
Yeah,
and
let her go.
Go away and leave it and
yeah.
get back to it.
Just, yep.
Well,
very good, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
All right.
Alan, all the best to you.
All right. And by the way, Roy.
People really do the Memorial Day. And
I do, too.
Think about what's going on here.
By the way, Roy,
mm-hmm.
if you ever bake a ham,
mm-hmm.
use that same soda in there, Coke, Pepsi, Sprite. It doesn't matter, any of the sugared soda. Use that in your ham rather than water.
Just
dump half a bottle of soda in there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Well, that came from the ladies at the Greenwood Church back where my mother and dad went to church.
In other words, when you bake it, instead of using water, use a half of it.
Use soda for your liquid.
Okay.
All right?
All right, Alan.
All right, buddy.
All
thanks.
All the best to you.
Yes, sir. See you, Roy. Thank you. And there goes Roy. And here comes the music. So. Well, that's the end of the first hour. That wasn't too painful, was it? I hope not. We'll be back after the news with hopefully more of your calls, and we look forward to hearing from you. I'm Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show on WCBM 680. Again, we'll be back after the news. The phone number is 410-922-6680. We'll take your calls as soon as we come back, if you're there. Talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And if